Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Red Sox front office report is brought to you this week by Time Out Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof, timeoutmarket.com. Also by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. And Sam Kennedy joins us this morning on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Sorry to miss you Monday.
Yes, missed you. Did not run into you, but fantastic day at the old ballpark.
And Sam, I'd like to throw a curveball at the start, if I could, and give you some kudos here. The Boston Magazine 150 Most Influential Bostonians issue is out, and you have dwarfed Greg Hill, coming in at 77. Congratulations. Greg Hill, barely, almost in the others receiving votes category, coming in at 145. So you are far more influential than the host of this morning.
Curtis.
They clearly haven't talked to my wife or kids.
First of all, Curtis, this is maybe my one crowning achievement in my entire career. I'm 57. I've never been on the list before.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
congrats.
Yeah, but Curtis is kind of right. I mean, 145?
Hey, at least you're,
you're on the list.
I'd rather be off.
Where's Wick on there? What number is Wick on the list?
He's pretty high. It's 70, maybe?
Okay.
Maybe higher?
I mean, Elizabeth Warren's at 16. I mean, that's got to really be salt in the wound for you there, Greg.
I mean, I'm assuming.
Recount.
Sam, you've probably been on the list before.
I do not know, but I'm sure a recount is needed. If Greg Hill is not in the top 10, they obviously aren't connected to this community.
Curtis, please, just give me my due, all right? Don't pile on.
If there's anything you need more, it's adulation.
Speaking of adulation, maybe some kind of a raise for Tanner Houck this morning, Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, it was a great night. I mean, incredible. Hour and 49 minutes, complete game, shutout. It was extraordinary. I think it was the fastest game since 2010. But really great for Tanner just to see all the adjustments that he's made. And it's been a lot of hard work for him. Good to see him. We desperately needed that win last night.
With the Whitlock injury, I wanted to ask you in general, because there's been a lot of talk about it, whether it's Garrett Cole or others suggesting that maybe Major League Baseball is causing some of these injuries when it comes to pitchers. And, kind of getting guys to throw harder earlier? Where are you on that?
Yeah, look, I think it's a it's absolutely on us. When I say us, the industry, front offices, and the players. I mean, we're all in this together, and this is not a new phenomenon, right? I think I saw some commentary around the pitch clock, and I think that's probably ridiculous, to be honest. I think it's really tied to the priority on velocity and spin rates and, you know, adjustments being made to natural motions and the priority of missing bats and going as hard as you possibly can for shorter periods of time versus prioritizing traditional pitching as we've sort of grown up with it, going like last night, frankly, was a perfect master class in pitch mix and durability and staying in the game. And I hope we can figure out ways to get back to that as an industry. The starting pitcher is so important, at least from where I sit, as someone who cares deeply about the marketing of the game and building up our star players. So it is a problem. It has been a problem. We also have kids throwing, you know, playing. When we were growing up, I don't know, we played 30 or 40 games a year, maybe, and now it's literally over 100 for club baseball. So I think there's a lot of factors that go into it, but it's something that we really do need to examine, work together with the players on, and it's an issue because we don't want our guys getting hurt, and it just becomes it's problematic for everybody.
Sam, sticking with the Whitlock injury, I know that you told us before the season that as long as this team stays healthy, then you guys are going to go far. There were reports, Alex Cora said, that Whitlock kind of pushed back on taking him out of the game. He wanted to fight through it. How hard is it if you have a guy who's been injury prone in the past to get him out because it's the better for him long term than having him try to push through an injury and prove himself that he can stay healthy? How hard is that for Alex Cora? How hard is that for your training staff? Have you seen that become an issue?
Yeah, it's a great question, Courtney. I talked to Brez about this this morning, and it's really hard because, first of all, Witt came in, I think everybody knows, he came into camp in just unbelievable physical condition, did all the work in the off season. He was incredible. He's a gamer, incredibly frustrated by what we think is a relatively minor oblique situation. That said, it's a point in the season where you just need to be careful. And so that misalignment between the near term, like days and weeks, is always there in professional sports. And so the medical staff and Brez and AC did the right thing here. But yeah, Witt, I don't think he wants to be on the IL, and I think he'll be ready to come back here in a couple weeks. But it is a very, very difficult conversation and difficult situation, but all being done for the better of the 2024 season in our judgment.
Sam, I know it's still early in the season, but do you guys as an organization kind of feel vindicated a little bit because of how well your starting pitching is looking, especially this early in the season when you look at, you know, every major category, ERA, you lead the league? Is it kind of like a vindication for you guys from a team perspective? And when the criticism was like, well, why didn't you guys do this at the starting pitching, bring this guy in, bring that guy in?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know about vindication, Wiggy, but definitely it's a credit to our uniform staff, Alex and Andrew Bailey and Justin Willard, our pitching guru, and of course Brez, who sets the tenor at the top of the baseball organization. They've done a good job, but obviously it's early. There's been a lot of adjustments that were made in our approach to the rotation, the bullpen, and it's been great to see. Of course, that's been counterbalanced by poor play defensively and in other areas, injuries. So that's been frustrating. But yes, the starting pitching, the pitching in general has been a highlight. And I've always said on this show, as long as I've ever been affiliated with the Red Sox, frankly, 23 years here, pitching is always the name of the game. And so that's been great to see here early on.
When it comes to defense, maybe you can settle an argument because Wiggy is all over this and Lou Maloney disagrees with him. I disagree with him. When it comes to errors, is that, you know, is that something that Alex Cora can be working on and fixing with these guys? Or is that really on the players, or is it on the type of players that are on this roster from your perspective?
It's a great question. I wish I had a good answer for you. The truth is, I don't know. We can train better. We can do better as players. The players are the ones out there performing. I'll tell you, Alex and the staff feel the accountability for it. They've owned it. You know, he has talked to the group. He's talked publicly about it. It's incredibly frustrating, especially when you're getting the type of pitching that you want, to have defensive lapses. And, you know, when Trevor went down, it's like, that's not an excuse. He went down and we've got to step up. As Alex said, he's not coming back for a long time. So we need to step up in that area. But I can't pinpoint a specific root cause. I do think, you know, analytics people would disagree with me. I do think things like that become contagious in sports and in baseball, especially momentum, defensive lapses. So it's on our coaches and our manager and our players to sort of stop the bleeding there and start playing better defensive baseball. We know we're capable. We can do it. And hopefully you'll start to see an improvement there. I think we have over the last couple days, but it was ugly there for a while, and we know we need to clean that up and get better.
Sam, we talked about it at length. I talked about it on Monday. Sean McAdam reported over the weekend that neither John Henry nor Tom Warner were able to be in attendance at Larry Lucchino's funeral. That struck a lot of us, and myself included, as really odd for a guy that did so much. Anything that you could clarify, was that a known occurrence, or why neither of those two were able to attend the funeral of Larry Lucchino?
Yeah, I mean, look, the reporting was accurate. Unfortunately, John was indeed sick. He was quite sick, and Tom was unfortunately out of the country. But look, I don't, given what Larry meant to us in the front office, I worked with this guy for 25 plus years. He led us to 3 World Series championships in Boston, San Diego. We went to the World Series together against the Yankees 1998 when we were with the Padres. He built Camden Yards. You know, I think the discussion and the focus on the funeral or the ceremony or the service, I just wouldn't want to ever take away from what this guy achieved, what he meant to all of us who knew him personally and professionally, what he meant to those communities, Baltimore, San Diego, and Boston, and then ultimately Worcester. You know, it's amazing that his final achievement secured the home of the AAA Red Sox forever. Just an incredible guy. He wasn't he wasn't always the easiest guy to work for, I could tell you that, but We loved him, and he loved all of us, and he especially loved the Dana-Farber and this community.
All right, Sam Kennedy, thanks for taking the time, and we will talk to you again soon.
Appreciate it. Work on that power ranking, Greg. We'll get you there.
Yeah, I mean, thank God there was. It's 150, or I guess I wouldn't have made it.
Hey,
I mean, must be nice. Must be nice to be in the rarefied air of the 70s,
right?
That and a couple bucks will get you a Dunkin' coffee. Thanks.
I mean, geez, I'm just looking at this thing. Courtney sent it over. I love Ed Cain.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest guys in the world, mm-hmm. Ed Cain. One of my good friends. Guy's up in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Runs a couple bars. I mean,
could be worse. You could be like 152.
Right.
Well, when I was scrolling, Greg said, "Did you get to my number yet? Do you know where my?" I said, "I'm still looking." He said, "That's not good." And my biggest worry was that I was going to have to say he was 150.
I mean, I guess it would be worse if I was 150.
Yes. Well,
yeah. Or you could be Ken and be 3,020.
So what are you 145 officially?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm on the rise. I'm on the come up.
You're ahead of what? Four people?
I mean, let's be honest. Apparently, I was not influential at all for the last 56 years. So,
right.
Maybe a bit of an achievement. I don't know, Curtis.
Are you sure this wasn't under the influence?
Who's number one? Who's number one?
Governor Healy.
Okay. Who's number two?
Michelle Wu.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Who's three? I can't even read it.
I'm on the. Charles? Sorry, I was looking to try to find the actual number for WIC because he is not 70. He is much higher than that. Because the top 60 get a little photo next to their blurb.
Oh, I don't even get a photo in the freaking thing?
Unfortunately. No. But you did, Ernie Bach did a congratulations for you in this edition of Boston Magazine, so you have a full page.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
That's really nice.
That's like the family member taking out the ad in the local newspaper for when your Little League team.
WIC is 59. Jonathan Kraft, number 10.
All right.
I don't know. Okay.
Is he above Robert? Is Robert even on there?
I don't see
not?
Robert on here.
But you can only have one Kraft
okay,
at
well,
a
that's
time.
One good thing. Curtis, I'm on there. Robert Kraft is not.
I mean, I have to say, you are quite talented. You have turned a segment about you being on the most influential list as one to seek praise and adulation on top of it.
Jaylen Brown, number 23.
Oh, right. Well, that's good in honor of Jordan.
Thought he'd be higher than that, but...
pretty good. You thought Jaylen Brown would be higher than 23?
Yeah, does it influence? Is it like influential?
It's a lot of politicians that right? are the top.
Well, influence.
Yes. I think he has a bigger influence on the community and what goes on than, 90% of these people that I've never heard of.
I mean, I have to say, Linda Henry is number four. That seems high.
She's number four?
Yeah.
Number four.
Well, that's because of the Globe, I would assume.
When was
but
the Globe
John's
relevant?
Not there.
I mean, you could literally get 6 months of it for a buck.
Who do you think moves the needle more when they say something? Jaylen Brown or let me squint my eyes and see if I can read?
I sent you the actual article
on your
phone.
I know, but I can't. All right, so here's...
You can.
Curtis, where is Chad Finn on the list?
Oh,
a very influential columnist in our city.
He really is. The guy is just
Is he
everywhere.
On there? Is he one of the most influential people in the city where he writes for a newspaper?
That would be no.
No?
No. No. Not even close.
Okay.
Nope. I would say if there's anybody at the Globe that would be influential, it would be Shaughnessy, and I don't think he's on the list.
I mean, Jaylen at number 23, I'm not seeing any other athletes on here at all. So
it's probably because of what he does in addition to
yes,
that.
Yes, his, of course.
That's why I'm saying.
But a lot of athletes do that.
Some social.
He should be in the. He should be in the top 10. Like I said, I can't even.
Well, I think they should read. The if they should redo it today, and Brian Sweat would be number one, the new climate czar.
All right, who's at number 10? What's his name?
I don't know, Wiggy. Like, what?
Do you have it?
Courtney
I can't see
the,
it.
I know because Courtney printed the list out, and we can't read it.
Number 10 is Jonathan Kraft. After I printed it, I realized that, so I sent you the actual article on your phone.
Yeah, but I can't get to the top 20 on my phone.
That's not my fault. Everybody else can. Number 10 is Jonathan Kraft.
That's interesting that he's on there and his father is not.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
They know something.
Very interesting. Okay. What about Jeremy Jacobs?
What about Mazzulla?
What about Joe Mazzulla?
He didn't make the top 60.
Wow. Much more powerful than Mazzulla, Greg.
All right. Well, anyway, 145.
Congratulations.
Good job.
A lot of room to move.
There you
go. We got
room for improvement, baby.
Got to work on our influence.
That's what I like on my draft board.
Maybe get ourselves up to 139, maybe in the 125s for next year.
I bet you could get up to 123.
All right.
Ernie should be higher. 96.
Ernie's 96?
Yeah. And I don't – where's Rob Hale?
Oh, Rob Hale has to be on there.
Yeah, I saw his name somewhere. It was like down in the 70s or 80s or something like that. That's where I saw his name.
Am I at least the only radio person on there?
No.
No?
No.
Who else is on there?
There is somebody who has a photo next to their name, Jimmy Hills.
Who?
Host of Java with Jimmy.
Who's that? what?
Wait. Daily program, Hills.
What is it on?
Java with Jimmy.
He's become a must follow for every Bostonian who wants to keep up with the state of the city. On his daily program, Hills has interviewed Mayor Wu. She won't come on our show. Governor Healy. Every community health and social justice leader in town. Oh. And now he has a monthly show broadcasted from the GBH studio that's reaching an even wider audience.
Oh,
okay. Anybody in sports radio on there? Or am I the only person in sports radio on there?
Probably the only sports radio because you're an influence.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go after this Jimmy Hills guy. Are we related?
Maybe.
Oh, my gosh. You know who the number 150 is?
Who?
Patriots quarterback TBD.
Oh, all right.
So you really only edged out three people. Yeah. One's a TBD.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute, though. Curtis, this could be turned into a positive. I have more influence than the as-yet-to-be-chosen starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
I mean, put that on a bumper
sticker. That is impressive.
You also beat Marty Walsh.
All right. Is he still around here?
What number is Marty Walsh?
149.
All right.
So who did he beat? That's the most important.
Andrew Gilman, the chief marketing officer of NWN Carousel.
All right.
Steve Walsh.
Steve Walsh.
The president and CEO of Massachusetts Health and Hospital Association.
All right.
And Liz Chang.
It's impressive.
The GM for TV GBH.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
There you go,
Good
Greg.
Job, Greg.
Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Red Sox get a win over the Guardians, 2-0, the final from Fenway. Tanner Houck tossed a complete shutout game. Curtis, the first by a Sox pitcher at Fenway since 2017. Over 94 pitches, he gave up no runs on three hits while striking out nine. Bad news for Garrett Whitlock. He's headed to the 15-day injured list with a slight left oblique strain from Tuesday's game. They've got another one with the Guardians today at Fenway. 1:35 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcan at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI. And as always, on the Odyssey app. We're one step closer to finding out who the Celtics will have on Sunday. The Heat will host the Bulls tomorrow night. The winner of that matchup gets Boston. Jimmy Butler went down with an apparent knee injury yesterday. He's set for an MRI. The Bruins will kick off the postseason on Saturday with the Maple Leafs in town. 8 p.m. puck drop. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
47 degrees and cloudy, afternoon high of 50.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.